Hello and welcome to today's readings of selections from the April-May issue of Audiophile magazine. On today's program, we'll finish our reviews in young adult listening. Then we'll have a narrator interview with Lamise Isaac and a review of her earphones-winning reading of The Decameron Project. It's edited by New York Times editors and narrated by an ensemble cast. We'll follow that with reviews in fiction, including an earphones-winning review of The Secret Lives of Church Ladies by Disha Filyaw, read by Janina Edwards. Let's get right to it. Young Adult Listening. Our first review is Love in English. It's written by Maria Andrew, read by Frankie Corzo. Frankie Corzo narrates the story of 16-year-old Anna, who is struggling to find her voice after emigrating from Argentina to New Jersey and being reunited with her father after 3 years of being apart. There is a lightness in Corzo's expression that balances the difficulties of a girl who seeks to understand feelings, cultural differences, and changing relationships with her parents just as devotedly as she searches for correct words. The mingling of languages and strings of wah, wah, wah that express Anna's lack of comprehension aid listeners in understanding her frustration. Corzo embodies Anna's poetic sensibilities and contrasts them with meaningful portraits of secondary characters like her BFF, an American boy she has a crush on, and Neo, an ESL friend who is becoming more than that. Susie Wilde wrote that review of the young adult Love in English. It's by Maria E. Andrew, and it's read by Frankie Corzo. It's available from Harper Audio for 6.25 hours unabridged, ages 14 and up. Our next young adult listening review is Sasha Masha. It's written and read by Agnes Borinsky. Author Agnes Borinsky delivers a thoughtful performance of her debut novel about a teenager who is discovering their gender identity. Alex, who is portrayed in an introspective tone, tries to discover their genuine self. Growing up in Baltimore, Alex struggles with heteronormative expectations, striving to feel like a real boy in the eyes of his peers and family. Then a photograph sent from Alex's long-distance best friend awakens dormant personal truths involving Alex's suppressed identity. The journey spans awkward moments at home, school, friendships, and affirming social club for queer youth, and reflective moments alone. Parents and friends are lightly characterized, their voices imbuing their personalities with energy as Alex travels unfamiliar terrain. Borinsky's intentional pacing honors the journey listeners are invited to join. Julie Thompson wrote that review of Sasha Masha. It's written and read by Agnes Borinsky, and it's available from Tantor Media for 3.5 hours, unabridged, ages 14 and up. Next in young adult listening, we have The Snow Fell Three Graves Deep, Voices from the Donner Party by Alan Wolfe. It's read by an ensemble of narrators. A tale of colonialism, murder, and cannibalism might seem sensationalized, but this audiobook in verse about the ill-fated 1846 journey of the Donner Party is grounded by multiple perspectives. Leading the cast is Bonnie Turpin, whose smooth performance as the omniscient narrator, Hunger, is all the more chilling for its grim, merciless edge. While other individual voices stand out, particularly the deep brogue of Tim Gerard Reynolds as headstrong James Reed, some of the most affecting moments feature multiple voices. Even the oxen speak up, during the rhythmic trudge across the Great Salt Lake Desert. As winter takes its grisly toll, hunger interjects with ever-growing litanies of the dead, underscored by a windswept chant of the word snow. Collectively, it's a grim, gripping, and haunting listen. Rebecca Honeycutt wrote that review of The Snow Fell Three Graves Deep, Voices from the Donner Party by Alan Wolfe. It's read by an ensemble of narrators, and it's available from Brilliance Audio Candlewick for 9.75 hours unabridged, ages 14 and up. Our next review is Rent a Boyfriend by Gloria Chow. It's read by Theodore Chin and Emily Wu Zeller. Emily Wu Zeller and Theodore Chin narrate an affecting story about balancing identity and family. In a moment of desperation, Chloe Wang hires a fake boyfriend to bring home over break. When Chloe and Drew start to develop real feelings for each other, things get complicated. Both Zeller and Chin show deep compassion for Chloe and Drew and their complicated family situations. They lean into the story's frequent humor, but never at the expense of the characters. Zeller, in particular, is nuanced in her portrayal of Chloe, a young woman struggling with her desire to be true to herself without breaking family bonds. Chin initially depicts Drew as laid-back and carefree, but as his past is revealed, the pain that is always below the surface becomes obvious. Katie Poley wrote that review of Rent a Boyfriend by Gloria Chow. It's read by Theodore Chin and Emily Wu Zeller, and it's available from Simon & Schuster Audio for 10 hours, unabridged, ages 10 and up. Next in young adult listening, we have As Far As You'll Take Me. It's by Phil Stamper, read by Michael Crouch with the author. An audiobook narrated by Michael Crouch is always a treat, and this one is no exception. Marty arrives in London with his oboe and his dreams, looking for a fresh start and a place where he can be openly gay, away from his conservative hometown. He soon makes new friends and even falls in love, but he also has to deal with anxiety, unhealthy relationships, and the challenges of being away from home. Crouch's narration is vulnerable and authentic. He sounds just like a 17-year-old queer kid who is figuring himself out. His portrayal of Marty's nervousness concerning dating, sex, and friendship is particularly poignant. Simply and beautifully narrated, this audiobook is a love letter to music and a celebration of the courage it takes to live authentically. Laura Sackton wrote that review of As Far As You'll Take Me. It's written by Phil Stamper, read by Michael Crouch with the author, and it's available from Listening Library for 8.5 hours, unabridged, ages 12 and up. Next, we have A Cuban Girl's Guide to Tea and Tomorrow. It's written by Laura Taylor Namy, read by Frankie Corzo. Frankie Corzo smoothly navigates accent subtleties in her narration of this sweet story about life pivots. When devastating events leave Lila reeling after high school graduation, her parents have her stay with a family in England for the summer. Lila is comforted when she infuses Miami flavors from home into her cousin's kitchen. She embraces friendships with Orion, a neighboring tea shop clerk, and his friends. But what happens to these connections once it's time for Lila to go home? Corzo's Spanish accent is flatter when she portrays Venezuelan family members living in England. A formal British accent enhances Orion's charm and showcases cultural differences. Corzo's voice fades out while delivering unfinished sentences as Lila and Orion determine their relationship status emphasizing the difficulty of the situation. Amanda Costello wrote that review of A Cuban Guide, Girl's Guide to Tea and Tomorrow. It's written by Laura Taylor Namy, read by Frankie Corzo, and it's available from Simon & Schuster Audio for 8.5 hours of unabridged listening. Ages 12 and up. Our final review in young adult listening today is This Book is Anti-Racist. It's written by Tiffany Jewell, and it's read by Tiffany Jewell and Amelia Allen Sherwood. Anti-racism educator Tiffany Jewell narrates her guidebook to dismantling racism and injustice for tweens and teens. Jewell starts by asking listeners to describe themselves to learn more about different kinds of privilege. She then recalls historical moments of oppression and resistance and ends on how to work alongside other anti-racists. Jewell's narration is firm and exacting. Each chapter contains prompts for writing reflections to help the listener practice anti-racism. Jewell reads the majority of the audio, though narrator Amelia Allen Sherwood sporadically chimes in with definitions or clarifications. Straightforward and practical for those beginning the work, this audiobook does the job of introducing concepts, but young people might be more drawn to the vibrant print version. Lizzie Nolan wrote that review of This Book is Anti-Racist. It's written by Tiffany Jewell, and it's read by Tiffany Jewell with Amelia Allen Sherwood. It's available from Houghton Mifflin Harcourt for 2.75 hours, unabridged, ages 12 and up. This is just a reminder that you are listening to Audiophile Magazine's April-May issue. It's the magazine that wants you, your kids, and your teens to discover the world of audiobooks. Okay, now we have a narrator interview with Lamise Isaac. Tracy Curry conducted this interview with Palestinian-American writer, actor, and producer Lamise Isaac. Lamise Isaac, a Palestinian-American writer, actor, and producer, came to New York as a theater actor post 9/11. She found herself among a community of Arab American writers, directors, and actors. It felt like the first time I really met my people. While addressing difficult questions pertaining to her identity, she co-founded the company Noor Theater with its core mission to help develop and produce the work of theater artists of Middle Eastern descent. As her career progressed, a fellow narrator and friend, Peter Ganim, told her about Audible, which led her to narrating the audiobook The Others by Siba Al-Hertz. At first, the audiobooks were primarily written by or about Arab Americans or those of Arab heritage. Now, with a decade of narrating experience, Isaac seeks to narrate as well as produce and develop stories that better represent the full experience of Middle Eastern and African heritage cultures. In addition, she has narrated a variety of genres, such as science fiction, fantasy, nonfiction, and children's stories. In explaining how she prepares for narration, Isaac speaks about the various dialects within one language and the need to understand how to pronounce all the variations. She likes to talk to authors, especially about their characters and use of language. One of her favorite narrating experiences was City of a Thousand Gates by Rebecca Sachs. It's about characters who live in Jerusalem. There are Palestinian characters speaking Hebrew, which sounds very different from an Israeli person speaking Hebrew. Isaac stresses the importance of representing the story accurately for the audience it is intended for, as well as audiences who are experiencing this cultural story for the first time. Talking to authors, as she was able to with Sachs, enriches her narration. The autobiographical book Daring to Drive by Manal al-Sharif is another favorite narration. It was wonderful because the author was deeply involved in the movement for legalizing women drivers in Saudi Arabia. The story is both fascinating and an important part of history. That I got to voice her and that journey is really special. What's most challenging about narrating, Isaac says, is how technically rigorous it is. It is as rigorous as being a theater actor because you cannot walk on the stage without warming up your voice, knowing what you are saying, studying your script. The attention to detail allows her to be more precise and authentic, especially when it comes to dialogue. She feels connected because she's giving voice to the heartbeat of the story, its characters. When Isaac is not producing, acting, narrating, or writing, she loves the beach, biking, taking care of her plants, and of course, watching a good story on the screen. Here is a review of The Decameron Project. It's an earphones winner from the New York Times editors, and it's read by an assortment of characters, including Lamis Isaac. Award-winning narrators Robin Miles and Dennis Boutsikaris lead a group of first-rate voice talents in delivering this collection of 29 specially commissioned short stories centered on the COVID-19 pandemic. In the spring of 2020, the New York Times Magazine rounded up a veritable who's who of contemporary North American authors, including Margaret Atwood, Victor Laval, and Dina Nayeri, and pulled together an astonishing array of fresh, personal, and immediate takes on a world taken hostage by the virus. The genres range from ghost story to science fiction to magic realism, and in each, the narrators keep the tone intimate and conversational. One hopes this is just the beginning of a fresh, breathlessly affecting, and essential literary conversation. Brian Price wrote that review of The Decameron Project, edited by the New York Times. It's an earphones winner, and as you know, Audiophile awards earphones to truly exceptional presentations that excel in all the following criteria: narrative voice and style, vocal characterizations, appropriateness for the audio format, and enhancement of the text. This Decameron Project is available from Simon & Schuster Audio for 6.25 hours, and it's read by an assortment of very talented narrators. Let's turn our attention now to our reviews in fiction. And our first review today is Book of the Little Axe, and that's A-X-E. It's written by Lauren Francis Sharma, and it's an earphones winner read by Robin Miles. An epic novel enveloping a wide swath of European colonialism in the 18th and 19th centuries is deftly narrated by Robin Miles. The novel opens in Montana with the adventures and tribulations of Victor, a Crow Indian boy who, approaching manhood, is setting out on his vision quest. Victor's mother, Rosa, from Trinidad, is the daughter of a formerly enslaved father from Africa and a woman from Martinique. Miles beautifully captures the numerous accents in the account of Rosa's early life in the Caribbean, voyage to the American West, and life with the Crow Indians. This little-known part of America's story is riveting in itself. Coupled with Miles's stunning narration, this novel will no doubt find many attentive listeners. Diana Gardner-Primo wrote that review of Book of the Little Axe by Lauren Francis Sharma. It's an earphones winner read by Robin Miles, and it's available from Tantor Media, unabridged. Next, we have The Secret Lives of Church Ladies. It's written by Disha Filia, and it's an earphones winner read by Janina Edwards. Narrator Janina Edwards masterfully performs this collection of short stories featuring Black women who, though they differ in age and context, struggle with loneliness, sexual connection, and the ever-present and contradictory lessons of the church. Edwards's soft, gentle voice gives power to the prose, which explores love, sexuality, self-acceptance, and family in contemporary Black America. The characters, ranging from teenagers to the elderly, struggle with finding peace with or separation from the church in all its guises, as an ideal, in reality, and as a comparative backdrop. Edwards employs accents and changes her tone to fit the dialogue and distinguish speakers. Her measured pace and solid delivery provide the space for listeners to absorb the depth of these well-crafted stories. Candace Levy wrote that review of The Secret Lives of Church Ladies by Deesha Filial. It's an Earphones winner read by Janina Edwards, and it's available from Tantor Media for 4 hours unabridged. Next, we have The Drowning Kind by Jennifer McMahon. It's read by Joy Osmansky and Imani Jade Powers. Narrators Joy Osmansky and Imani Jade Powers shine in this haunting novel. Osmansky voices the story of Jax, a social worker who is distanced from her complicated family history in 2019. When her sister reaches out during a manic episode and then winds up dead, Jax knows there is more to the story. Jax's contemporary story alternates with the 1929 story of Ethel Monroe, voiced by Powers. Ethel and her husband are eager to start a family. They visit the Brandenburg Springs Hotel, which is rumored to have healing springs that grant wishes. Powers' perfect pacing creates a supernatural, eerie atmosphere filled with regret and desperation. As the characters in both storylines connect and secrets are revealed, listeners will be shocked by the jaw-dropping surprises. Kate McDonald wrote that review of The Drowning Kind by Jennifer McMahon. It's read by Joy Osmansky and Imani Jade Powers. It's available from Simon & Schuster Audio for 11.75 hours unabridged. Next in fiction, we have Detransition Baby by Tori Peters, read by Renata Friedman. Renata Friedman narrates this messy, smart, and big-hearted debut with a beautifully light touch. The story follows three women caught up in the complicated task of redefining family for themselves. Reese, a trans woman who let go of her dream of motherhood when her relationship imploded. Ames, Reese's ex who is now living as a man. And Katrina, Ames's girlfriend. These characters are wonderfully, imperfectly human, and Friedman captures every nuance of their shifting emotions as they navigate desire, heartbreak, love, and parenthood. Her thoughtful narration, filled with humor and longing in equal measure, elevates this remarkable novel into something extraordinary. This audiobook illuminates the beating heart of modern queer and trans life. It's one you're not going to want to miss. Laura Sackton wrote that review of Detransition Baby by Tori Peters. It's read by Renata Friedman, and it's available from Random House Audio for 12.5 hours of unabridged listening. Next, we have The Boy, the Mole, the Fox, and the Horse. It's an Earphones winner, written and read by Charlie McKeezy. Author and narrator Charlie McKeezy presents a heartwarming performance of an unlikely group of friends as they converse about life, hope, fear, and kindness while exploring the world around them. Delicate music and real wildlife sounds transform this audiobook into a meditative and therapeutic experience, which more than makes up for missing the illustrations in the print version. McKeezy uses a leisurely pace to allow listeners to savor each segment, adopting a gentle and lighthearted tone as each character reveals their own wisdom. This short but memorable audiobook will leave listeners of all ages hopeful, despite a world filled with uncertainty. It will also leave them hungry for cake. Alex Ritchie wrote that review of The Boy, the Mole, the Fox, and the Horse, an Earphones winner written and read by Charlie McKeesey. It's available from Harper Audio for 1 hour unabridged. Next, we have The Liar's Dictionary by Ely Williams. It's read by Kristen Atherton and John Glover, and it's an Earphones winner. Words, their meanings and sounds, their actual and implied associations, and in particular their sometimes fraudulent appearance in dictionaries, provide the fuel for Williams's dazzling first novel. Its imagination and wit here expertly enhanced for the ear. Kristen Atherton and John Glover, two highly talented narrators, alternate chapters. Each of the 26 is titled alphabetically with a single word intrinsic to that chapter. As the young female present time narrator alternates with a mature Victorian male, their rich counterpoint and interplay are brought to life in ways only suggested on the page. Fans of literary comedies will revel in this cunning tour de force, and audiobook fans of every kind will take note that this year's fiction begins with an inspired debut. David Walton wrote that review of The Liar's Dictionary. It's written by Ely Williams. It's an Earphones winner read by Kristen Atherton and John Glover. And it's available from Random House Audio for 8 hours of unabridged listening. Well, it looks like our time is up. So that's our show for today, but I hope you'll plan to tune in next time when you'll hear our feature Behind the Mic. This time we'll be talking with narrator Nicholas Bolton, and then we'll finish our reviews in fiction. After that, we'll start reviews in classics and drama, including a review of The Year of Magical Thinking by Joan Didion. It's an Earphones winner read by the incredible Vanessa Redgrave. So until next time, thanks for listening.